When Ezra Prayed by Bible Pathways, read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Ezra 10:1. Now when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. Ezra grieved over the nation of Israel because of their sin. In this verse, he lays it all out before God and this chosen nation of God. The verse goes on to say that he confesses to the Lord. Through Ezra, the people repented and returned to the will of the Lord. This is a great example of how to obtain a revival in the whole nation. One might ask, can one man really make a difference? The Word of God shows example after example of that very thing happening. One person following the Lord will always make a majority. What shall we then say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. The Bible is full of individuals who made a difference by standing for what was right. They made a difference by standing for God. You only need to read the roll call of faith in Hebrews 11 to get a fairly comprehensive list of these individuals. There have also been many since the days the Bible was written, many who have given their lives for the cause of Christ and the promotion of the Word of God. There are some who have become well known for their sacrifice. Others are only known to a few. Some may have had no one to mourn their passing. However, their gift is known greatly in heaven. Others may not have died for the cause of Christ, but have lived their lives dedicated to God. These too have brought change in the world. The Scripture compares a child of God to salt and light, both being agents of change. Matthew 5:13-14 tells us, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." Ezra was a leader. Of that there is little doubt. His heart was turned towards godly things. He set his life to seeing the work of God completed. This work changed the heart of a nation. Any of us could be used in a similar manner. It is all about living in obedience to the Lord and His will.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.